Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Gunnar and Cheyenne. Welcome to our on-demand channel. What a show on Thursday.
I feel like it was fire from start to finish.
No, we had our first contest at 6:30.
Yes.
Which was for tickets into the Arizona Renaissance Festival.
Right.
And we played a little contest. Marcus had called in. What was that? But we had so much fun with Marcus.
He was a gem, like a diamond in the rough for sure.
He really was. He walked away with the family four-pack of tickets to the Arizona Renaissance Festival. So that's coming up. Also, I Love You, Man.
Which was also fire. I don't know how you keep doing it, but you do.
Our brand new feature, 90 Seconds or Bust. And we continue on with Random Act of Kindness Week. JP, heading out to Tempe to a Starbucks.
It's fun because some people love to participate and I get to give them free coffee and get to say Gunnar and Cheyenne bought you breakfast today. And it's
awesome.
Great. And some people want to have nothing to do with me. They're
right.
On their phone. They're texting and they're like, don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
That's my move. That's my go-to signature move. I get it for sure.
So you get it. All right. And that's all coming at you right now on demand. Camel Country 107.9.
And this is where Cheyenne likes to do the Wayne's World.
It's time for Alexa Valentine's Day Theater.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh,
I love you too, Alexa.
It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Family four-pack of tickets to the Arizona Renaissance Festival. Up for grabs right now. We're going to do Alexa Valentine's Day Theater. And Marcus in Tempe is going to be playing along here for Arizona Renaissance Festival tickets. Hey, Marcus.
Well, good morning, everybody there.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm a little tired, but I'm fine.
Why are you so tired, Marcus?
I just got up a little bit early.
A little bit early? What's your normal wake-up time?
Usually not quite this early, but usually around this time, maybe a little later.
But you really wanted these tickets, huh? That's why you're up.
Yes.
All right, Marcus. I just got to get 2 out of 3. Alexa is going to read off some romantic lines from famous movies. See if you can name what movie they're from. Cheyenne and JP, they'll help you out if you can't get it, okay?
They'll be all from the same movie. Is that correct?
No, 3 different movies. Just got to get 2 out of 3.
Oh, 3 different movies. So I have to pick the...
Just identify the movie title.
Three movie titles?
Yep. Oh, we'll work you through it here, Marcus. We'll help you through it.
You ready? I'm not going to make this one.
Here comes number one. Listen carefully, okay?
All right.
Here comes number one.
I'll never let go, Jack. I promise.
What movie is that, Marcus?
Marcus, can you repeat that again?
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I'll never let go, Jack.
I'll never let go, Jack. I promise.
Marcus, pin me like one of your French girls.
There's room. There is room on that door.
I promise.
Titanic.
Wait a minute.
It's the Titanic.
Marcus, just say Titanic.
Oh, I'm Titanic.
Titanic.
Hey!
All right, here's another one. Listen carefully.
Okay.
You don't marry someone you can live with. You marry the person you can't live without.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. Let me see.
Cheyenne was just talking about this being her favorite movie earlier this morning.
Wait a minute, let me see. I'm thinking.
As he's Googling it.
Let me see.
Hold on. Wait. Just a second. I'm thinking about it.
You want to help him out with that one, Cheyenne?
Is it Aladdin?
No.
Aladdin is my favorite movie.
Hey, I'm Marcus. Say P.S. I love you.
Oh, I did not say that was my favorite movie.
Say P.S. I love you, Marcus.
I love you.
I love you, man. Say P.S. I love you, Marcus.
You got to snore. That was a big one. That was a big one.
Wow.
We need to get Marcus some coffee, dude.
Yeah. Marcus.
P.S. I love you. That was the movie then.
Yeah, P.S. I love you. A family four bag of tickets to the Arizona Renaissance Festival are yours, Marcus. Have a good time, all right, man?
All right, thank you very much. You didn't give me the third one, did you?
No, you just got two out of three. You got it. You
hey,
it.
Take the tickets and run.
Oh, all right.
Hi, Marcus, hang on.
Gunner is spreading the love.
Aww. One call at a time.
This is...
I love you, man!
Well, weekdays at 7:30, I call strangers at work somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Will they say it back? The anticipation every single time. Here we go. Here is a UPS store in Florida.
This is Sydney. How may I help you?
Hey, Sydney. I got a package to ship. Do you guys do that there?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, perfect. What are your hours?
We close at 7 today.
All right. Sydney, thank you. I love you.
All right.
I love you,
bye.
Sydney.
Oh. I got a package to ship. You guys do that there.
This would be the UPS store.
I'd have a premise. Come on. Well, she enjoyed that call.
Yeah, she did. She was thinking about you the rest of the day.
Here is a comedy club in Illinois.
Improv.
I'm going to have some family in town. I was thinking about taking them to a comedy show. Do you have any, like, decent acts, you know, coming up this month?
Yeah, we have a few people coming in. We've got Bob Saget coming in next weekend. And then
I love Bob.
Josh Wolf coming in. Matt Smith.
Josh Wolf, it's a good one.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
What are your ticket prices like? I mean, are they affordable? Or?
Can be at competitive prices, so it can range anywhere between $25 to $50 per night. It's obviously a two-drink minimum.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it's two-drink minimum. So,
two-drink minimum.
More.
That's so good. I'm dying.
I'm not sure what's funny, but if you need more information, you can actually find it online. Just improv.com.
Improv.com. You're killing me, man. It's so good.
Yes, it's hilarious.
There's a reason you're there, man. You're just cracking me up. I love it.
Don't worry, I'm not going to actually be the one up there. We have real real comedians coming in.
I think you should though, man. You're funny. You're good.
Yeah, I'm not really telling jokes. I'm just telling the information.
Telling jokes.
All right, man. Glad you're getting a nice little laugh.
Yeah, that was good. I needed
is
that.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. I love you, man.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that.
I love you, man.
I love you too, sir.
There it is. Who saw that one coming?
Not me.
He's so funny. It's I Love You, Man. Camel Country 107.9. Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30. Brand new features called 90 Seconds or Bust.
90 seconds.
One call.
One task.
Work three lines in from a popular movie into normal conversation with a complete stranger.
Gunner and Cheyenne's 90 Seconds or Bust.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. We're going to be calling a hotel on the East Coast, and the movie we're going to go with today is Step Brothers.
Yes. Okay, great.
All right, your three lines are line number one. You have the voice of an angel. Your voice is like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Line number two, stay golden, pony boy.
Uh-huh.
And your final line is, there's so much room for activities.
Got it. I know exactly when those lines happened in the movie, so this is perfect.
All right, perfect. We're going to give you a few minutes to think about it and strategize. And when we get back from this song, we'll make the call. It's Camel Country 107.9.
90 seconds.
One call.
One task.
Work three lines in from a popular movie into normal conversation with a complete stranger.
Gunner and Cheyenne's 90 seconds or bust.
Camel Country 107.9.
Just minutes ago, we met Whitney from Peoria, and she's up for the challenge of working three lines in from the movie Step Brothers into normal conversation. Cheyenne?
Yes.
You think she can get it done?
I really do. I have full confidence in Whitney this morning.
Pressure's on, Whitney.
Okay, I got it.
All right, here we go. Let's call this hotel on the East Coast.
Hotel, this is Bert.
Hi, this is Whitney. I'm actually looking to use one of your event spaces for an event coming up.
Okay, great. I can transfer you to sales.
Actually, can you, like, stay on the line for a second? Your voice, it's just like...
you have the voice of an angel. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like a combination between Fergie and Jesus.
Oh. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so anyway, the reason why I wanted to use your event space, I've heard it has so much room for activities.
Yeah, we actually have three event spaces. We have, you know, we have various types of events that are hosted there, but I think sales would have a, you know, would be able to give you a better idea of what those spaces can offer and capacity.
Okay, well, if you think so, stay golden pony boy. You've been so good to me.
What was that?
Stay golden pony boy. You've been so good. I've enjoyed this conversation.
She got it done.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
It's the best thing I've heard all day.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning, Bert.
Oh, good morning.
Bert, my name's Gunnar. That's Cheyenne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We do a little morning show in Phoenix, Arizona. On the phone with you is Whitney, and she was up for a challenge called 90 Seconds or Bust.
Her challenge was to say three lines from a popular movie while talking in normal conversation. Could you tell which movie she was quoting?
Well, obviously, it's The Outsiders.
No.
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 It's not.
No.
No. Guess again, Bert.
Oh, Bruce Almighty. I have
The Outsiders. Bruce Almighty.
The movie she was quoting, Bert, is Step Brothers.
Step Brothers. Okay.
I was so good. She got it done so quickly. Nicely done, Whitney.
Good job.
Woo, thank you.
JP is out and about. He's out in Tempe, where he is at a Starbucks. It is Random Act of Kindness Week. And yesterday, he was giving away free hugs. Today, what, you're buying people Starbucks, JP?
That's right. I'm at the Starbucks at 55th and Broadway in Tempe, and I'm here with Devin, who works at Starbucks. Say hey.
Hey.
Hi, Devin.
So this morning, it's Random Act of Kindness Week, so I got three people behind, so I want to put their coffees. And then we got about 7-8 people in the drive-thru we want to pay for their coffee. So this is on Uncle Gunnar and Aunt Cheyenne right here. And there you go. Go on and get something.
So you gave him the money to pay for the drinks. Yeah. You're going to go outside and tell everybody now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Is it like a quick run or is it?
I'm running.
Okay.
Oh, you're
running now. This is live radio.
Live radio.
It's not a drill.
It's a good thing you ran a mile in your fastest time yesterday, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
We've been prepping for this all week.
We got to go up to the drive through window running around. I'm being careful, though. I'm being very careful. Don't tell my mom. She's going to get mad at me for not being safe, but I am being safe. She worries about my safety on a daily basis, and I'm almost 35 years old.
This is one of my favorite parts about right JP there. Being on the street.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
He's
I'm
in
right
his
in front
element.
Of a car right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Let them know that you're going to buy their drinks.
Hold on a second. Hey. Sorry to interrupt you. I'm JP from Campbell Country 107.9. It's Random Act of Kindness Week, so your coffee is on us today.
Oh, thank you.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Stacy from Maricopa.
And you're on the radio right now, live on Camel Comfort 107.9 with Gunnar and Cheyenne.
Stacey!
Her face is frozen. She's like, is this a prank? No, we're buying your coffee.
No, we get your coffee.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
She thought I was punking her. She thought I was asking, could you?
No, her drinks are covered.
I mean, you're tall like Ashton.
Next car back. You going?
Yeah.
All right.
Coming. Oh, I'm waving. They think I'm crazy. This is great.
I'm in a powder blue tuxedo.
I'm in a powder blue tuxedo.
Oh, did you put
here.
That shirt on?
Yeah.
He's in his Sunday
thing,
best.
Dude.
Yeah.
She's not rolling her window down.
Aw.
Say free drinks. Shout free drinks.
Free drinks. Oh. She's on her phone. She's purposely not looking at me right now.
I love it.
So we're one for two. Maybe you want to come back to me.
All right, we'll come back to you. All right, go to the song. All right, JP, hang on. She's purposely not looking at me.
I know that move. I do that move.
I know. All right, we'll check back in with JP soon. We are also inside of a random act of kindness week.
Yes, we are.
JP has been out at Starbucks, at a Starbucks in Tempe, buying people's drinks. He, when we checked in with him last, he went up to the cashier at Starbucks.
Yes.
Handed them a gift card and said, I'm buying drinks for the next however many people. So then he ran around the outside of Starbucks.
Literally.
And was telling people in line that, hey, your drinks are covered.
Yes.
It is Random Act of Kindness Week. So he's going to go up to a few more cars here. JP, go ahead, man.
All right. Hello. Hi. So my name's JP. I work for Camel Country 107.9. And it's Random Act of Kindness Week, so your coffee is on us today.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you're talking to Uncle Gunner and Aunt Cheyenne right now.
I love their love. This is so great. What an amazing day to start. What an amazing way to start the day.
Hey, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Abby, and I'm actually Phoenix native. I'm from here.
That's awesome. Well, good morning, Abby, and have a great day.
Right. Yeah, thank you so much. You guys, too.
Of course. Thank you.
Okay, this next person's on their phone. I don't know if they're going to roll their window down or not.
Let's see if they ignore you like the last
phone.
One.
No, they did the thing where they have their pinky out and their thumb out, and they said, I'm on the phone, so don't bother me. So that's okay. I respect it. This one's got her window down. Hi. My name's JP, and I work for Camel Country 107.9.
Oh, great.
What's your name, and where are you from?
Tessa, I'm from here, Phoenix, Arizona.
So it's Random Act of Kindness Week, and Gunner and Cheyenne have given me a Starbucks gift card, so your coffee and breakfast is on us today.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You too.
Nicely done there, JP.
Yes.
Come on back to the tree fort.
We miss you.
We miss you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.